Primordial Black Holes and Gravitational Waves Based on No-Scale Supergravity, by Ioana D. Stamo. In this paper we present a class of models in order to explain the production of primordial black holes, PBHs, and gravitational waves, GWs, in the universe. These models are based on no-scale theory. By breaking the SU(2:1)SU(2:1) symmetry, we fix one of the two chiral fields and we derive effective scalar potentials which are capable of generating PBHs and GWs. As it is known in the literature, there is an important unification of the no-scale models, which leads to the Starobinsky effective scalar potential based on the Kozé SU(2:1)SU(2:1). We use this unification in order to additionally explain the generation of PBHs and GWs. Concretely, we modify well-known superpotentials, which reduce to Starobinsky-like effective scalar potentials. Thus, we derive scalar potentials which, on the one hand, explain the production of PBHs and GWs and, on the other hand, they conserve the transformation laws, which yield from the parametrization of the Kozé SU(2:1)SU(2:1), as well as the unification between the models which are yielded this Kozé. We numerically evaluate the scalar power spectra with the effective scalar potential based on this theory. Furthermore, we evaluate the fractional abundances of PBHs by comparing two methods, the Press-Schechter approach and the peak theory, while focusing on explaining the dark matter in the universe. By using the resulting scalar power spectrum, we evaluate the amount of GWs. All models are in complete consistence with Planck constraints. This was Primordial Black Holes and Gravitational Waves Based on No-Scale Supergravity, by Ioana D. Stamo.